The energy has been set, dear ones. Greetings. I am Kryon. Come closer while I tell you a little bit more about what is happening right now on this planet and who you are. Not long ago, I gave a message that I'm going to repeat a little of, for not everyone heard it. It's about a changing human being, especially a changing human being who has been through lifetime after lifetime. The ones who are called old souls have a better affinity, a better ability, an enablement, you might say, to feel what it is I'm going to give you. And what it is I'm going to give you is a brief sample of moving into a higher dimension, a more complete dimensionality, a place, if you wish to call it that, that you have not necessarily been before. Those who are metaphysically inclined, that is, those who regularly speak about things beyond physics, have often had experiences that you've called out of body. That particular experience, dear ones, is not what I'm going to do today. That experience is specific. It isn't necessarily that which would move you into a higher dimension or higher dimensionality. That experience of being out of body is simply a state, an attribute of a consciousness that you already have. Indeed, being out of body then broaches the wall of dimensionality, but still, that's in this dimension. You are simply pushing against the wall of a superconsciousness. You are pushing against a wall of a higher dimensionality. Those who are not understanding what I'm telling you, you will. You're starting to awaken to potentials of possibilities. You're starting to have an awareness of things which might be different than you've been told. And it goes beyond that which you've experienced. Even the most profound healer here listening, even that most profound medical intuitive here listening, this is different. You might say it's all of the things you expected, except it isn't intellectual. It isn't even that area where you think it's going. Because where I'm going to take you, you immerse yourself into a mist, a soup that is so strong that it permeates everywhere you are. It's an atmospheric soup. You might think you're starting to breathe it and be it, and it's not even your reality. That all is metaphoric, all of it. You know, humans have experienced these things before, but almost all of them have been out of that which you would call the reality of four dimensions. It takes almost dying sometimes for those of you to feel what I'm going to show you. And then they come back. I'll talk about that in a moment. Within your body, your structure, your DNA, is the entirety of your divinity. I have spoken of this many times, and even this week. What is your soul? How would you define your soul? And is your soul part of your corporeal body or not? And being as linear as you are, you would say, no, they are separate. In fact, there are charts that you would draw to show their separateness. You'd have the corporeal three-dimensional body on one level, and above that comes your soul. Dear ones, that never has been accurate. Never. You rest in your soul. Your corporeal body is part of your soul. It is all together. In this very day, there has been the mention of what consciousness is. That it exists just like physics exists. Your magnificence, that which is your multidimensionality, exists all the time. But the consciousness that you have determines how much of it you get to see. Did you understand that? You, as you sit there right now, are complete. The completeness of your soul sits upon you, made in His image. The divinity of you is complete, and it sits on you and with you and all around you. But much of humanity is so unaware of it that they only simply use a part of it, a piece of it, a very small part. As you walk from place to place, you are so proud of your reality. Those who would listen to this and reject it are so proud that they are those who walk in a reality and not some place in the clouds that crying is going to take you to. Proud they are that they're in a box of their own belief, in a very small portion of dimensionality that exists for them. Proud they are that they are in this box, and what they see and they feel is all that there is. And so they have made up their minds that they know it all. And they say, don't confuse me with what I can't see. Don't confuse me with what I cannot touch. How would they explain twins? You already know in your three-dimensional world that those who are twins have something that is unexplainable. Somehow their DNA is entangled. That is to say, that at an intuitive level, they can be on both sides of this earth, and yet if one is in trouble, the other seems to sense it. Enough so that they would contact one another and ask, is everything okay? They will tell you that at the point one parent has died, they both knew it at the same time. And they would get together and cry and share the stories of sharing the same intuitiveness between them. Now, for those of you who can only feel and touch and believe that which you can feel and touch, I want you to stop and explain that to me. Explain that to me in your world of being so proud that you can only believe what you can feel and touch. How do you explain that? And the answer is, you can't. You see, it goes a little beyond that which is your reality. Could it be that DNA has a multidimensional aspect? Oh, it does. A big one. For that which is your star stuff, What you have received from those from the stars has a multidimensional complement, an attribute that allows so much more than if you were simply an animal of Earth. And the twins and their attributes show this. And so does those that show this tell you about what happens when they died and came back. There are many who don't believe this. They don't believe that a human being could have a near-death experience. In fact, psychologists will say, well, it's only your mind acting out what you've been told may be there when you take your last breath. And they'll say the mind stays alive a little longer than the rest of your body, and they'll say, and the activity of your synapse, and they'll go on and on, gives you pictures and sensations and all, even after death is pronounced. And that is how they explain a near-death experience. And then you get to talk to the human beings who've been through it and had an experience that they can't be quiet about. And the interesting thing is when you get them together, they'll tell you the same story. And the story is amazing. The story is that which they seem to peek behind the curtain, as you might say, in an odd way. They're out of three dimensions. So suddenly the awareness is enormous. You have no idea what that feels like. You don't know how limited that which your consciousness is in this box that you've created. But when you take that away and you take it off completely and it's all gone, dear ones, the expansion will take your breath away. It's almost like peeking behind the curtain to divinity, reality, not yours, the real reality. Not that box you're in that you're so proud of, but a reality that is of the Creator. Multidimensionality is like that. It's like going to an entirely new level of what you thought even was there or might be there. And we said it before, it's living in black and white and suddenly seeing color. You didn't know it was even there. And it's not just something that you see that's different. It's an, oh my, I had no idea. And suddenly all the shades of color show up. Now, take it one step further. That's just with your eyes. Those who have gone to the other side for just a moment have multidimensional sight. Dear ones, all the frequencies are seeable. Into that which is the light and the music that plays that you cannot even describe, the music that is created literally from light and confluences of energy with the stars, all hitting that person at the same time with the love and compassion, and they can't believe it's there. And suddenly it's not, and they wake up, and they realize they're back in the dark. To them, back in black and white, to them. And they cry because they came back. All around them, perhaps, are relatives, if that was the scenario, if it was in a hospital, if it was at home, all around them celebrating, you're back, you're back. And deep down inside, they're saying, oh, and I don't want to be back. Because I got to see truth. I got to see those who passed before me. I saw their face. I know I did. I heard their voice. I saw their souls for just a moment. I got to see what really is there. Don't you understand? That's where I want to take you. Not fully, but partially. Is it possible to walk into the rooms of your soul? A metaphor. Is it possible to go beyond the known barrier of consciousness? without fear. Is it possible to go to that place where the masters walked, where they knew all about that place? Is it possible to share that kind of thing with others? Yes, 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 and yes. The time is right for humans to start moving into that which is the next step. There's no qualifications. Old souls will see it better and sooner. New souls will see it as well if they choose to and not fear it. It just may take a little more effort. It's there for everyone. Everyone. This is the new thrust, if you want to say, of knowledge, of power to the individual human being that I want to give. It's not just information, it's experiential. And in order for you to participate with me in this, dear ones, you're going to have to get out of yourself. Let me take you there, just for a moment, and show you what I mean. The first thing I will say, and I'll say it every single time we go on this journey, is that this is a paradigm that I've asked my partner to repeat as often as possible. For those to come and sit and come and sit and come and sit. For the more they come there and the more they sit in this energy, the more they will have an awareness of who they are. And of course, the more their body will start to see what they're trying to do. Like consciousness homeopathy, the innate will start to realize he's doing it, she's doing it, oh my. They're starting to go beyond that dimensional barrier. And when you do, dear ones, there is such control over those things that you never dreamed were yours to control. Ridding yourself of disease, making that process of rejuvenation in your body more complete so you last longer. The ability to stop that which is the worry engine. The ability to cancel out remembrances that you can't get rid of. On and on and on. Because suddenly you have an enablement of awareness and consciousness that you never had before. Come with me to the Circle of 12. In order for you to do this, you have to cognize it. You have to mean it. Now, there are those listening right now who didn't plan on this, and you may wish to stay right here. This is free choice, dear ones. But I'll tell you, I'm about to take you into another reality. Truly another reality. You may sit in a chair in 3D. But I'm telling you this, you'll question what is real and what is not real when you start to cross the bridge. In that which is your vision for this time and your free will to say, yes, I'm going to go there for a moment with you, you're going to see a chasm and a bridge across it. It can be any size of chasm, enormous, small. The bridge can be any length, short, long, any width or height, any kind of bridge. That's going to tell a lot about what you think about what's next. You're about ready to step into the unknown. The unknown represents that which you have not been aware of yet. And part of your brain will say, well, things which are unknown are often then dangerous. What if it were the opposite? What if they were miraculous? What if stepping into the unknown in this particular case means that as soon as you go through a certain mist on the other side, in the middle of that bridge, when you go through it and the angels take your hand and congratulate you for your courage to step into another reality, even for a moment. What if that is what is going to happen? Why don't you find out? There is a mist that is halfway across the bridge. You cannot see beyond it. Some will say, well, Crying, you're leading us into a bad place. Really? Then don't come. After all of these years of giving you loving messages and congratulating you for your magnificence, I'm not about ready to take you any place except the next step for you. You take that first step, if you choose, knowing very well you're going to go through the mist. You go halfway across that bridge that you've created in your mind, in your vision, still in 3D, knowing that as soon as you step into the mist, I want you to close your eyes. And the visions you're going to have, I'll assist you with, but every single one of you will have something different in the amount of reality you think is there or not there. And I'm going to ask you right now, is this real or not? Does it have to be what you touch and feel and breathe right now to be real? Or could there be more than you think? And in that more than you think, can you step into another reality even while you're in the chair? And if you can, what's it like? And what will you see? And what will happen? For those of you who wish to, right now, come with me. Get closer and step into the mist right now. Step into the mist with me. And suddenly you'll realize the mist is not all that thick. It's something that obfuscates what's on the other side of it. It hides it. But when you're there, suddenly there is the color that we have spoken of. But it's not what you see, dear ones. It's what you feel. First of all, safety, benevolence. If the ground and the trees and the air could be kind, that's what you feel. If benevolence could be thick and you could breathe it, that's what you'd feel. Where you're starting to become one of those multidimensional human beings who steps into their own divinity and starts to be aware of what the Creator actually is and what the love of God actually is that you never got before. You have the Creator in you. The design is for you to become aware when it's time, and it's time. As you stand there, I want you to proceed if you choose. Come with me. You cross the rest of that bridge and you start to feel all these things that you haven't felt before. And the main one is being cared for. It almost seems like that which you call nature has taken your hand. Some of you feel that you're actually floating instead of walking because you are in a place where your name is everywhere. Everywhere you look is your divinity. Again, consciousness, dear ones, is mathematical. The structure of the universe is base 4. If you look around, everything you can see right now, even in 3D, as you look backwards, is divisible by 4. Physics, DNA, everything. You might say that it is part of the 12s, which in history and mythology has an ancestry itself as being the number of divinity. Everywhere you look, there are the 12s, and in this particular case, the circle of 12 is you stepping into that which is the soup of your own consciousness. The formula of high consciousness is the 12. not the number of masters you might meet. This is different than you expected. You are stepping into your own mastery, your own divinity, and you're starting to feel what that might be like. Take a breath. Tell me, is this real or not? Is this real or not? A multidimensional vision can be more real than you sitting in the chair. You can be both places at the same time, dear ones. So can any multidimensional energy. Two places at the same time, guaranteed. That's easy. You just stepped out of four. What do you see when you look around? I invite you to see the temple before you. The temple has a door. How big is the door? How big is the temple? This tells a lot about you. Each time you might come to this very sacred place of yours, as your soul couches you and starts to talk to you, that temple will change, I guarantee it. As you start to realize where you are and how safe you are to build anything you want to that is you, that temple will change. Above the door, the one door, is a name. It is written in a language you can't read yet. How big is the door? What is a door in this particular scenario? Is it an opening? Is it something you have to open or close, or can you walk through it? It tells a lot about how you think about yourself at this moment. For everything you're doing right now is a metaphor of your reality placed into a multidimensional reality. It's the only thing that you can imagine. Stay with me. Do you want to go into the temple or not? You don't have to. But if you do, there's intensity there. There's an intensity there you may not want to experience right now. This is real, you see. When you step into this kind of a paradigm, you start to experience things cellularly that you didn't expect. Take a breath. Does the oxygen smell different? Is this real or not? Is there sunlight or is there something else? What is creating the light? You've made up your mind what it is. Perhaps it's different than you thought. Come with me into this door. Come closer just for a moment. This is a sample, dear ones. I'm not going to take you to the exact place. I will take those in the healing circle because they have intent to be there. Where you, at this moment, are just looking around. I've asked my partner to make this experience available for all on a regular basis. Right now, I just want to show you what's in there. Do you want to come in or not? If this is real for you, dear ones, I want you to think about it. Because when you go in that door, you might meet yourself. You might meet that which is grand and magnificent. And it may affect you. It may affect you in a way that you'll shake a little or wonder what's gone on with you and not realize that that's what divinity is like and that's what love and compassion is like. It's so far above your own life that it actually shakes up yourselves. There's nothing unsafe in here, dear ones. It's just that magnificence is like that. Joy is like that. Come with me through the door just for a moment. I want to show you something. As you step in, you start to realize it's a theater. Yes, it's a theater. In this particular example, in the ones I've shown before, it's the theater of the round. You have seen this before. A sunken theater surrounded by an audience where the thespians or the ones who are going to perform or those who experience something must come down the aisle onto the stage and do what they do. There's one chair in the middle of the stage, and all of the lights are on it. You're going to be asked to go down the aisle and sit in the chair, and in that chair, things are going to happen. And when the audience starts to show itself, you're going to see things you didn't expect. You're going to meet those who are you. You're going to meet your past lives. You're going to have perhaps things happen to you. They may step forward and talk to you. Some may beg forgiveness for what they've done to you. You know who I'm talking about, dear ones, and this is real, even if they're alive. Some may sit and wash your feet. Angels may come and talk to you about your life and ask you questions like, why didn't you take their hand when you were so sad, when they were catching your tears? Why didn't you say hello? Why didn't you let them help you? You'll have examinations, perhaps, of you with you and realize not what you've missed, but what you can do next and where it's going next. So that when you come back from this experience, you'll be changed, dear ones. This is the door to a multidimensionality that is you with you. And it's opening for so many of you to go to this place and finally see the majesty of the soul that was built for this, the systems that are here for you, extended life, a disease which starts to go away, aches and pains which start to go away, just because you're suddenly in a divine place and your cells recognize what you're doing. Conscious homeopathy. You're giving instructions to yourselves that you know where you are and who you are. And then you start to give instructions of what's next for you. I want this all to fade out gradually. You can open your eyes if you wish. I've given you a sample of where I want my partner to take any human who wants to go, in any culture, in any language, who wants to come. Every week. Consider a time that is perfect and safe and comfortable. Rejuvenation is there. Rejuvenation of spirit, of all that you are. A constant reminder that things are not always as they seem. I am Kryon with another purpose for you for these years upcoming. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, because you've crossed the bridge, dear ones, and it's time for you to know what else might be there. All grand, all beautiful, and you deserve it, and you deserve it, and you deserve it. And so it is.